It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets this morning?
You know, I'd hate to break the mold that we've been talking about here for the last few weeks, and then it's got to continue to be cattle as live cattle continue to set new contract highs, all-time contract highs almost on a daily basis. Cash continues to drive that market as we continue to see packers being short-bought in need of product, and they're aggressively going after it. The last 3 weeks, we've seen some huge jumps in cash, and that's really what's putting some underlying support in that market.
You know, we've been talking about this cattle market for a couple of years. We're finally seeing those limited numbers come to town, I think, huh?
We are. I mean, you know, exactly. We knew that the numbers were going to be tight. We kept talking about it, but the market never really showed that, and packers weren't really going aggressively after product as, you know, weather or some other issue has always kept the supply moving quite along fairly decent. Well, now that's finally catching up to them. And sure, we're going to start to see some gene speed slow down. But overall, we've got tight supplies, and they're only going to continue to get tighter as we go into the summer.
Yeah, I suppose the big question is if retail demand keeps up with it.
That's going to be the big thing right now is can the beef continue to hold its share of the consumer dollar, or will we start seeing them switch over to cheaper protein sources?
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'd have to go with new crop corn and soybeans. Those two markets seem to be sitting back waiting to just for something to happen. They know they've got acres. They're waiting, I think, to see what the weather's going to develop and if we're going to have a disruption with the intended acres that we're looking at planting for 2023. So I think those markets, they're really not the not hot side, but they're the ones that are cool right now looking for some direction.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.